4L, KN4 UBG.
Mr. Kevin, did they let you out of Rent-A-Cop jail? KZ4M Mobile.
Yeah, I'm out of here. Heading back toward the interstate now. It took me a couple minutes longer than I thought it was going to because they knocked my whole top section out. Had to straighten everything and put it all back.
I am coming into the huge metropolis of Lyman.
Back toward 101, and I guess I'm gonna head to the house. I ain't had no lunch yet, and I'm gonna call it an early day.
Neither, and I thought you was gonna stop by and buy me lunch there while I was down here, but you just drug your feet on me. I'm sitting here trying to cross over 29, but I tell you what, I picked the wrong time of day to come down here and meet this fellow. I liked to have never got past Burns High School going down. Coming back, it wasn't a big a deal. Most of them had already cleared out, but a lot of traffic out here today.
Hey, man, I left out right here on 290 where the Bojangles is right here on 290 right down the road from QT on the same side. I come out of this little side street here at Bojangles and ZF Jesse and left there. It took me almost 45 minutes to go from the Bojangles to 85. That's how much traffic was down here the other day.
I shouldn't have got over here. I forgot they changed this daggone traffic pattern up, and I can't make a left here on 358. You just gotta make everything difficult.
There's a lot of places getting like it. They make it a lot of places a little more harder. That's like Woodruff Road. They, you know, changed Woodruff Road a lot over there. And it's really hard to get in and out of a lot of places down Woodruff Road. Causes, you know, traffic backup.
I guess I'm gonna take that LMR 400 and
make me a run of that coax for that beam and see if that changes anything too. And I might just go ahead and make up another piece for the other one too and be done with both of them and see where I can get to. See if I can get Silas to come out there and help me pull that pole out of the ground. I guess that wind the other night, I guess that wind was shaking a little bit and, you know, either that or, you know, when I first put it up, the dirt might have dried inside that pole. Because it's got that pipe sticking up in that pole. And I just couldn't pick it up. I tried and tried and tried. I was like, man, there's something wrong. And, but if I'd had Silas there, he could have got the bottom of the pole. And I could have got up on top of the porch and tried to pick it up.
Yeah, you put that stand off on it and the good run of coax and should go to plan.
I do, man. And I'm hoping to get it up there. I'm hoping to try to swap that pole out. I don't know if I'm going to do that today or not. Because eventually I'm going to have to lay that thing back over on top of the house in order to cut that tree. Because, you know, I got them two big limbs facing my front porch, pretty much right over top of my front porch. And I figure when that tree falls, when them limbs come back, it's going to grab, you know, the top part of that thing or grab that beam one. So I'm going to have to lean it over on top of the house in order to cut that tree down and stand it back up. I might wait and change that pole out then.
Yeah, I might try to check those guys out on 10 meters tonight and see if I can copy them. That vertical I have up is not quite resonant in that area, so I'll try them on the beam, I guess.
I might, depending on how long it'll take me, I might throw that Antron back up in that hole on top of the house where that 6-meter squalo is sitting at, and take the 6-meter squalo down. And just put me a little piece of pipe up there to hold that, you know, hold that thing up. And might rob a piece of that coax off of the Moonrakers and put it over onto that one for the time being. And get that fixed. Center pieces for the dipole that you screw the antenna up on, or the coax up on, like that little T, the hanger part. Where do you get those at?
Anybody, HRO Gigaparts, I can't remember the name of the other one, but any of them, they'll have all different kinds.
They run about 10, 15 bucks probably, maybe a little more.
If you get... one that's just an insulator, yeah, that's all it'll be. If you get one that has a bowing in it, a one-to-one bowing, probably a little bit more.
Yeah, on that 40 meter we built. Is that just a insulated wire plug deal?
Insulator's all that is.
Well, I might pull them up online after a while and check them out. And, you know, if I ain't too much, I might order me a couple of them.
An amplifier, not having any RF problems in the shack, and the antenna seems to be playing right, then you don't got to worry about the bowing. Generally, you don't see issues from that until you start getting up above 100 watts.
Around about tax time, man, I'm going to change all that. Hopefully I'll have the general class, you know. Hopefully on the 18th this coming month, cause I need to start setting down and start doing some more studying on that, you know, on that test. I mean, even if I start on the 1st, that gives me 18 days. I think I can get it in 18 days. That's better than 2 days.
5 days if you had the time to put into it.
I'm gonna do and get that behind me, and then maybe wait, you know, 9 months, maybe a year down the road, and do my extra. Tough guy, Tom. KZ4M.
The storms that we had this last fall
took out the tops of the trees on both ends of my dipole, and it has dropped my dipole down to where it's only about 35 feet off the ground. So I haven't been on HF in a couple of months. I need to get out while the leaves are gone, shoot me some new lines up, and get it back up in the air so I can get back on there and play.
You got something to shoot the line up there with?
Multiples. And since I've been quiet here for a little bit, I guess I'd better throw my call sign out there. KZ4M Mobile.
KB4CPA.
How you doing? Come on in here. There's four of us in here. You got me, you got KJ4WMO, you got KZ4M Tom, and you.
Tom, if you need any help with that antenna, give me a holler.
Appreciate that, David. I may do that if I have to, but I've got a couple of people that are close. I live way back out in the middle of nowhere. I hate for somebody to have to drive that far to come up just for help me rehang a Carolina Wyndham. Matter of fact, I put the thing up there by myself, but if I've got an option to never do that again, I'm going to take it.
At Steve's place in Inman, helping him get his antenna up Saturday. So we had a few problems, but nothing that he couldn't overcome. Oh, man.
Let's create a little way of going here. Go ahead there, Kevin, and then turn it over to Mike, and we'll just keep it going around then.
Breaking ground.
Tom, you and Kevin double. Go ahead, Kevin.
Tom, if he's got a cloud hook, I got a cannon. We can shoot a line over top of the cloud on both sides and really hang that dipole up.
That's too expensive. I can't afford one of them there, but I appreciate the thought. Go ahead there, Mike.
What are you running on HF, Tom?
Operating with, or what have I got? Because I got a whole bunch of stuff that's sitting in the floor. It's not even hooked up. Right now, I'm running barefoot off a Yaesu 991, or correction, FT990. Running barefoot, and my antenna is a homemade 80-meter Carolina Wyndham.
Yeah, I got a buddy who's got a 990. I heard you say 991. Do you have one of those?
I was just thinking about Steve's new radio. He got him a 991A, but no, I've got the FT990. I do have an ALS 600 that's sitting in the floor. It's just not hooked up yet because I didn't want to have to open up the case of the 990 and flip the switches to be able to use that amp, especially when I was planning on buying another radio before my heat pump went out.
Heat radio. Oh, definitely a radio.
I think your name's Steve. Go ahead.
Good, but I was just going heat radio. Let's see. Oh, definitely radio.
I would have known that I was going to have the portable heater that I've got now. I would have never replaced that heat pump. I'd have went ahead and bought the radio.
KN4UBG. I had to run in the QT just a second, but they had the little boy's room closed. I guess I'm going to let my eyeball float the rest of the way down the road. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm hoping to get my general class to where I can get on HF. Yeah, I've had a lot of fun with 10 meters. I think I'm really going to have some fun when I get my general class.
Man, you'll do all right. I'm struggling with the the extra, but I think most people are getting it a lot better than I am. I'm not an electrical engineer, and this is just a hobby for me.
problem I have. I'm not an electrical engineer by no means, but I mean, I know a little bit about electrical. I don't know a lot, you know. And that's what throws me off a lot, is trying to figure out, you know, the diodes and all that good stuff and, you know, different things. You know, I mean, I make Google for everything, you know. I mean, you can figure out what it is, I mean, but in order to figure it out on the test, that's what throws me a loop. But I think I'm going to have this one. That's why I say I'm going to take about a year for the extra. I definitely want to get the extra. I want to be able to go from one end of the band to the other end of the band, you know, without having to worry about where I'm going. Back to you, Mike.
BJ4 WMO. Yeah, it makes it easy when you don't got to stop and check and make sure you're not out of your allowances on the band when you hear distance station or whatever. But you'll get that, General. You just got to put a little time into it.
Kind of punch out KB4CBA. Enjoyed the QSO. And go ahead and pick it up, Tom. I'll see you later.
Roger, 73 there, David. KZ4M Mobile. Kevin, well, you know, if you would have got your name on the roster for this general class that we would have been having, I think you would have made just enough people that we could have actually had the class instead of having to postpone it. But, you know, we will be teaching another extra class in the fall as long as we've got enough people that want to show up for the class. So keep that in mind also.
Gain, you know.
know, how you got to peel the end of the coax and the what do you call that, other wire, the, I call it just ground wire, the shield or whatever, where you have to hook it into the driven elements up there, the talking elements. Do I need to put any caulking on that, or do I need to caulk in the end of that coax up, you know, where I do the split to get the two wires going in nuts?
If you're going to do the LMR, definitely. What I do, I don't know if I'd jump on all that tonight if I was you or not. I don't know how much time you got, but what I do is use heat shrink. I'll take and heat shrink the shield, and I'll heat shrink the dielectric on the center conductor, and then I'll take a bigger piece of heat shrink and go over both of those, and then put a little caulking in between the two, because once you put it up, it's up, especially if you put it on top of a tower and you don't ever want to go up there again and mess with it.
I'm going to redo it when I go up on the tower with it. I just want to be able to test it for the time being. I'm just thinking about water getting between the plastic and the shield. You know what I'm saying? Messing up the coax. You think I need to, right there where I cut the end of the coax off, you think I need to put caulking around that for the time being? Or you think I need to do the whole thing in order to keep the water from shorting anything out up there?
Go ahead and put it right there where the jacket and the shield and all that come together. Keep it from getting down in there.
I was thinking to keep it from getting into the jacket and the shield and all that stuff. And when I go to put it up, I'm actually going to put terminals on the end of that thing to where I can just bolt them on to the thing up there. You know, cause I gotta go get some terminals, and I mean, I got terminals, I just don't know how good they're gonna do. I mean, they'll probably do good with, you know, the little amplifier that I got now, you know, but maybe somewhere in the, well, I don't know, the thing ain't but 200 watts anyway, so, you know, I might not even worry about it. You know, just go ahead and put the terminals on it and seal everything up if it goes on top of the tower. And, I don't know, it'll be a little bit down the road. I'm going to get with you later on and, you know, maybe discuss with you what I need to do, you know, when I go up on top of the tower, you know, which one I need to really put up there, you know, for future uses.
Roger, yeah, the, the terminals, when you go permanent, you need to solder them and not just rely on a crimp, because, that 400, you know, it's stiff and it's very likely it could pull out, so you want to make sure you solder them.
Well, I mean, the thing calls for 200 watts. I mean, what do you think? I mean, you think I need to go with that one, or do I need to go with the other one if when I go up on top of the tower? I mean, what's your theory on that one?
Correctly, once you get it isolated from the mass pipe, I would put them both up there. I'd put the 13B2 in the vertical orientation because it doesn't see the mass pipe like that one does, and then put the high gain horizontal, and it'll be out of plane with that mast, and it should work just fine, because that standoff, really, that's just for testing. It's not going to stand the test of time with that. It's made for a 5 element, not a 14 element.
You talking about that standoff
out? It's not going to. I could be wrong, but I don't think it's going to appreciate having that 14 element beam on it, but you know, for testing purposes, it should work fine.
Yeah, I was thinking, I mean, they make a two-piece T-bracket with a pipe coming out of it, you know, for that purpose. I can't remember where I've seen them at. I can't remember if that was on Gigaparts or if that was on HRO down in Atlanta. Somebody makes that T-pipe that I was talking about. That's got the clamps on the ends. I just got to figure out where it comes from, because I think it's like an inch and a half pot, and I think it's like an eighth of an inch thick. It's about 2-3 feet long, sticks off, because I'm probably going to get two of those, and what I'll probably do is stand them off to the side on both sides of the pipe at the top. That way I can have, on the left side of the pipe, I can have the other one up, you know, vertical, and have the 14 element up horizontal. What you think about that?
Roger.
Give me about 2-3 seconds here and I can do it. I done figured this thing out a little bit.